Welcome to the Mental Minute, an AI-generated podcast. Today, we're looking into cellular senescence, drawing from a Wikipedia article on the topic. And it's, well, it's pretty fascinating stuff. At its core, cellular senescence is when cells just stop dividing.
That's the gist of it, yeah. And it's not random. Think back to Leonard Hayflick's work in the early 60s.
Hayflick, right.
He found normal human cells kind of hit a wall. It's called the Hayflick limit now.
About 50 divisions, wasn't it?
Roughly, yes. Before they become senescent. And this is often tied, you know, fundamentally to telomere shortening.
Those caps on the ends of chromosomes.
Exactly. Which gives us a pretty direct link to biological aging itself.
Okay, so cells hit this limit, they stop dividing, but why? Why does this even happen? Is it just like a bug in the system?
That's a great question, because it actually has this surprising dual nature.
Dual nature.
Yeah. Initially, it looks like it evolved as a really powerful defense against cancer.
Like a break.
A crucial break, yeah. Stopping abnormal cells from just multiplying like crazy. But it also does good things, like in embryonic development and even tissue repair.
Tissue repair? How so?
Well, it helps limit things like fibrosis, you know, excessive scarring when a wound heals, the sort of helpful temporary state that's often called transient senescence.
Okay, so transient is good, protective. But here's where I think it gets really interesting for aging. What if these cells aren't cleared out properly?
Right, what if the body's sort of cleanup crew isn't working well?
Yeah, especially as we get older.
This is where the downside kicks in. If they hang around and accumulate these senescent cells, they turn problematic.
How so?
They start secreting this mix of molecules. It's called the senescence-associated secretory phenotype, or SASP.
SASP.
Okay. And think of it as a pro-inflammatory cocktail. It basically pollutes the neighborhood, the surrounding tissue.
Wow. So it's not just that they're dormant. They're actively causing trouble.
Exactly. This contributes directly to, well, a lot of aging issues. Frailty, and a whole range of age-related diseases.
Like which ones?
Alzheimer's, type 2 diabetes, even some cancers, ironically. And part of the problem is our own immune system ages, too. That's immunosenescence.
Immunosenescence. So the immune system gets older and worse at clearing them.
Precisely. It struggles to remove these persistent senescent cells effectively.
Okay, so that paints a bit of a grim picture.
Yeah.
But understanding this, this surely opens up ways to intervene, right?
It does. A lot of research is focused right there. Can we actually get rid of these problem cells?
And can we?
Well, the development of senolytic drugs is a really promising area.
Senolytics, meaning they target senescent cells.
Specifically, yes. They're designed to trigger apoptosis programmed cell death, but only in those senescent cells.
So like a guided missile for aging cells?
Sort of, yeah. The hope is to clear them out, potentially reducing age-related diseases and boosting, you know, health span, not just lifespan, but quality of life.
Health span, right. That makes sense. It really makes you think, though, about life more broadly. Is this senescence thing universal? Do all organisms do this?
That's another fascinating angle. If you look at the bigger picture, some organisms just don't seem to do it.
Really? Like what?
Things like perennial plants, sponges, corals, even lobsters. They don't seem to show cellular senescence in the same way.
Huh. So what does that tell us?
It suggests that maybe for species like us, where it does happen, it might have evolved as that anti-cancer mechanism we talked about.
A trade-off then. Protect against cancer early on, but pay a price later in life with aging.
That's a leading theory, yeah.
Yeah.
The sort of evolutionary bargain.
So it starts as protection, but becomes a driver of aging and disease if it goes unchecked. Truly a double-edged sword within our own biology. Understanding this really feels like we're getting closer to some fundamental truths about aging.
It certainly feels that way.
That's all for this episode. Thanks for tuning in.